Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Ceiling. There is supposed to be another vote today in the House, but nothing is scheduled as of right now. Alleged CEO killer Luigi Mangione now in New York after waiving extradition in Pennsylvania. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Mangione appeared in Manhattan federal court where prosecutors charged him with stalking and murdering United Healthcare chief Brian Thompson. If convicted as charged, Mangione would be eligible for the death penalty. Outside courts in New York and Pennsylvania, small groups of people carried signs of support for the suspect, but to prosecutors, what Mangione allegedly did was an act of terrorism.
In court today, the parents of two girls who were murdered by Richard Allen in Delphi, Indiana in 2017. Allen will be sentenced today. The FAA now banning drone operations in more parts of New York as well as portions of New Jersey as people continue reporting seeing them. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Funerals have been set for the two victims who were killed at Abundant Life Christian School. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara will be laid to rest tomorrow. It's at City Church, which is attached to the school over on the east side. And Aaron West's funeral is Monday at Doxa Church in Middleton. Both will be live streamed for people in the community who want to pay their respects. And Madison students plan to walk out of class today to protest gun violence in schools. According to the Madison Metropolitan School District, they're planning to leave high schools around 11 and head to the Capitol. There, they'll hold their demonstration with students from multiple high schools. Staff wanted to tell parents they're aware of those plans and that regular attendance rules apply, so some families may choose to excuse their kids. Staff believe they'll return to class afterward. And tonight, Marathon County Schools are coming together to benefit the family of the student killed. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara's mom went to Stratford High School. Stratford plays Edgar tonight in boys basketball. They're holding a 50-50 raffle tonight, and all the proceeds will go to Vergara's family. Meanwhile, volunteers have brought therapy dogs to help the community cope. St. Mary's called up all of its volunteer dog teams starting right away on Monday. They were even at the reunification site before students got to go home to their families. They've been at other events with the Abundant Life community since the tragedy. One study showed that 93% of people felt less stress after spending time with a therapy dog. Even through the snow, the memorial at Abundant Life has grown. There are two big crosses with flowers and candles. A reminder that if you'd like to support the families in the Abundant Life community, you can donate to the Recovery Fund. It's hosted by the Dane County United Way. People have now donated about $70,000. You can find a link to it on WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland, taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the upper 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits. meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text. Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Friday. That means it is time to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
You know, denial is not just a river in Egypt. Let's talk about the last 2 years. It was the Democrats who raised the debt ceiling, not the Republicans last time. Many of you voted against it. It was the Democrats who kept over the government, not once, not twice, but every single time we needed to keep the government open, it was the Democrats who kept the government open. More of us voted for it than you.
Thank you, Jared Moskowitz, Alpha Liberal. We need all of the Alpha Liberals we can in the fight ahead. Rosemary in East Hampton, Jersey says, Stephen the Mooks, thanks for staying true to us, to the show, to our values. Many of us are in a very dark place right now, truthfully, because it doesn't seem plausible there will be a way forward this time or even another election. It's too painful to listen to watch news or podcasts. I cannot hear President-elect X, but if you are the one place I've been able to listen and found some peace. It's because of the fart trucks.
That's it.
Just pepper them in there. I've unfollowed some of my go-tos for a while, but not you. I admit I'm not very hopeful. This is so much worse than last time. That said, your show, Chris, Jody, all of your guests and the Steph heads are our saving grace at this point. The love in this community has pulled so many of us along, and we couldn't do it ourselves. This is certainly one of those times. Please stay strong, and maybe we can all find some fight again. We love you. Rosemary, we are in this fight together. And I got a lot of spin-offs in this Stephanie Miller cinematic universe, including my Potsy.
Potsy. Here he comes, Mrs. Dino Badala. Yes, it's Dino Badala. Dino Badala.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. I'm so happy to be your last guest of the year.
That's right.
Yes.
Because no one could follow me. That's right, folks.
That's right.
Boom. It's deemed and shut down. That's all. There's no more show.
I already said you won the internet in hour one with your tweet. If Elon Musk is actually the president and he's paying all of Trump's bills, doesn't that mean Trump is Musk's first lady? And I think that's going to bother him more than calling President Musk President Musk.
A first lady, Melania, whatever they were. There were so many things. Orange Melania. Look, Donald Trump is a kept man. He is now living in a big house that Elon Musk bought for him. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets everything paid for. And when Elon Musk speaks, and then Trump has to agree with him. I wonder if Trump would be like Melania. We don't see Donald anymore. It's just Elon Musk going forward. I mean, he did buy him that nice house. Elon Musk brought him the White House. That's a nice mansion.
Dean, I keep saying it is just infuriating. It is unprecedented. And yet, I mean, it's almost like I keep using the word revolution, but I'm like, are Americans going to stand for this? For the richest man in the world, shutting down the government, taking away their Social Security so that he can get, after, by the way, our taxpayer money is what made him rich. He's the biggest socialist welfare queen in the world.
Elon Musk is there's nothing, it doesn't impact him if they shut the government down. It doesn't impact him if Social Security ends or Medicare ends. He is the wealthiest man in the world. Why he's so concerned with cutting the federal government, it doesn't make sense except for if they're not going to end services. They privatize it. Right. And then who gets to get the contracts?
Yeah.
The government contracts to provide the services? We know this. It's the wealthy, the GOP donors. So Elon Musk, like the oligarchs and the Robert Barons of the 1880s, 1890s, they cannot make enough money. There's not enough. The idea, like how many speedboats you have to water ski behind, I think that was in Wall Street.
Yeah.
Like all of that, it doesn't end. Their appetite for wealth is, you can't satisfy it.
Dean, it's already
money. It's unreal.
It's already happening. You know what the test case was? It's the post office. They put Louis DeJoy in, who was wildly incompetent, to destroy it. And now they have to go, well, now you got to privatize it. I mean, that was the test run for this.
Right. Look, they've already, take a step back. People go, oh, Republicans want to privatize Medicare. They've done that. It's called Medicare Advantage.
Thank you.
Now 60% of people on Medicare are on Medicare Advantage provided by health insurance companies, which are filled with wealthy GOP donors. They're going to try a Social Security Advantage, as Tom Hartman is. I talked about with Tom, that's the next step, where you're not actually ending the program. You're slowly phasing it out with this private functioning that they can make more money. If they get rid of the post office, people in rural areas, which are generally Republicans, not all, are suffering the most. There's no for-profit company that's going to go up a mountain to deliver a letter, but the post office has to. They're mandated by law to do that. They do universal access, universal delivery, if it's profit or not. A big company that wants to make money, they're never going to deliver. So good luck, folks. You're going to suffer. You're going to lose your checks, your prescription drugs. They're not going to come to your house.
Yeah, and if anything is going to make us go South Korea on their ass, it's Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, going, oh, you'll be fine for 3 weeks over Christmas with no pay when most of us can't afford a $400 emergency. I mean, he's going to be the one that decides your grandma's getting too much Social Security money that she paid into her whole life.
Hey, you know what, Stephanie, what's been remarkable? Democrats did something they never do. They picked a good message, calling him President Elon Musk over and over, and they stuck to it. And they went on TV, and all the Democrats were saying it. I'm like, what are you, Republicans? This is unbelievable. You guys actually came up with a good message and repeated it. Everyone, from Jayapal to Dan Goldman, everyone on TV, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, President Musk, President Musk, President Musk, the billionaire shutting down our government, oligarch.
And you can tell it's bothering him because they've already put up a statement saying it doesn't bother him. He doesn't care. They've already had to react to it.
Today, that's right. Today on Fox News, I don't watch Fox News, but I saw a report how Lawrence Jones, their one host, said he talked to Trump yesterday, who said to him right away, I'm not troubled by what they're saying, President Musk. Like, oh, you are so troubled.
Yeah.
You are so being trolled. Yeah. Because, look, Trump is a Pino, a president name only.
And
I wrote about that in October, but I thought this would be for the dementia. If he won, his dementia would make him a Pino. I didn't think it was going to be Musk. It is Musk that's made him a Pino, a little teeny Pino.
E. Jean Carroll already told us, teeny, teeny Pino.
Teeny.
Okay.
Teeny Pino, that's right.
No, but, you know, I mean, you were talking about whether, you know, the coming brawl between Trump and Musk, you know, when Trump's ego, of course, gets. But the problem now is, you know, he's got him in a vice, right? I mean, well, who is it? Dan Goldman talking about. First of all, he bought the election.
Yep.
He's the one that would fund all these frivolous lawsuits against people, the revenge lawsuits. He's the one that would fund all the primaries against, you know, Republicans that don't do what Trump wants. Dan Goldman was saying Musk will provide Trump with a windfall if Trump does his bidding. That's all Trump ever cares about is money. Dan said he has his own interests related solely to his own federal contracts, his own business interests. He has no idea how government operates. This is Musk, how government runs. He spent nearly $300 million to get Trump elected. There are rumors he's going to use X to buy or merge with True Social, which would give Trump a tremendous windfall. Elon Musk has Donald Trump in a vice, and it's very clear Elon Musk is now calling the shots. So, you know, it's like Putin. Now he's Putin and Elon Musk's puppet.
Well, and I'll tell you, Elon Musk, on some level, with the Russian theme continuing, it's like Rasputin. That's who Elon Musk is. This mythical figure shows up out of nowhere, gets a huge amount of influence over the Tsar, Tsar Nicholas. And what happens? Who brings him down? The other noblemen who got jealous of Rasputin, who then ended up poisoning him, shooting him, drowning him, and throwing him in the river. I'm not saying that's going to happen to Elon Musk, but it could. You know, like, these are the kind of things. So already, by the way, today, Congressman Rich McCormick, a Republican, actually last night on CNN, was the first one to criticize Elon Musk, saying, and he's a Republican, he goes, no one voted for him. He goes, but, and so Elon Musk is concerned with his own interests. He goes, I'm concerned with the interests of people who elected me. If you see more Republicans peel off like that, it's sort of the noblemen of the time of Rasputin. I'm not kidding. Yeah. That's the greatest hope, that if you're going to have that fight, it's an internal Republican divide that fractures their party and their caucus. That's good for us as Democrats.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
want them to fight as much as possible.
Yeah.
So let's hope that happens. Whatever we can do to fuel well, that, we got to keep doing it.
I mean, you said it on, is this Threads, I guess. Elon Musk is the world's richest man, is shutting down the U.S. government as a show of power. Back in the real world, the shutdown means millions of members of our military and federal workers will not get paid. Musk's response is to let them in, eat cake. We finally have oligarchy here. This is it. And you said, this was an interesting idea, because on your lawyer hat, you said, should we look into putting together a massive class action lawsuit against Musk for intentionally peddling lies during the campaign, which was election interference? If we can get 30 million plaintiffs seeking damages, it could be very costly for Musk. I mean, I think we're going to have to get creative in this next resistance, aren't we?
You know, I'm going to write some articles over the break, and because I've been doing research on it. I think we have to follow the Republican lead. Remember their Texas bounty law with abortions? They couldn't prevent abortion. But they incentivize people saying, if you sue someone, you get $10,000 and your legal fees if someone tries to do an abortion in our state. This is before Roe fell. The blue states can do the same thing about contributions to campaigns that go over a certain limit. If the government gets involved, then Citizens United and the Supreme Court might strike it down. But if you empower private citizens and you give them a reward, a bounty, to go after Elon Musk and any state he does business, if he gives a money over a donation over a certain amount of money, that we have a set limit, you might have an impact. I mean, I'm trying to be creative here, too, because on the federal level, we're not going to pass anything. It's not going to happen. And the corrupt Supreme Court will strike it down.
Yeah.
But if there's a way to keep state actions out and do private action, this is just completely legal wonky. You're taking the state action out, then the Supreme Court won't strike it down. It's not the state saying you can't say this stuff. It's private citizens just having a power to sue you. You can keep saying it. So, look, I'm going to look into it more. It might not make the most sense right now, but,
yeah.
folks, we got to be creative in
yeah,
all of this.
I'm with you, baby. So Jessica Tarloff, who we love on Fox News, she said this is the richest man in the world wanted this. She said, what's your problem with bipartisan cancer research for $190 million, a drop in the bucket of what? I mean, I was just saying, who looks at this and goes, you know, who looks at the St. Jude's and goes, I hate that effing Caleb. Screw him. Like, this was their solution to the first deal to blow up? Go ahead.
He's a cruel, mean person. I just saw a report just now, and I haven't read the whole report, but Elon Musk apparently posted online that the only political party that can save Germany is the AfD.
Yeah.
The AfD is essentially a Nazi party. It is the far-right party in Germany. There's three major parties. It is the one that came out of, I'm not going to say directly from the Nazi, but it was labeled in the past as a white nationalist, Nazi affinity party, and that's what Elon Musk is endorsing there. You could see his view of America, of the world, is a white supremacist view where it's going to be male-dominated, women second class, people of color second class, and him, it doesn't matter. He doesn't care. He's not a citizen of the United States. Right? He's technically, views himself as above that. He wants to rule the world.
Yeah.
He's like a Bond villain,
I mean,
but unfortunately he has the money.
But just to finish with Jessica Tarloff saw it, she said Trump wasn't kicking up a fuss about the bill before Elon Musk got a bee in his bonnet. He wasn't saying anything. And then Musk gets mad and floats things about bioweapons labs and the D.C. stadium thing, which he got completely wrong. And suddenly this is happening. I mean, it's part of how we got here in the first place, disinformation. He put out a lie about bioweapons in this bill that got retweeted 30,000 or viewed, whatever it was, 30,000 times. That's how we got here, Dean. Tweeting complete disinformation and lies. And this is what they count on in this cycle, is they won't take the blame for this because the right wing and Elon Musk will just, which they already have. They've already started the Joe Biden shutdown, you know, and they count on just enough of their idiots will believe them.
And then Elon Musk, the biolab thing wasn't true at all, but he doesn't matter to Elon Musk. Elon Musk didn't block it for the biolab. Elon Musk blocked this bill to show he had power. He began tweeting at 4:30 in the morning on Wednesday morning, way before Trump. He did 12 hours of tweets before Trump chimed in. And Congressman Andy Barr, a Republican in Kentucky, during the day said, I'm getting phone calls off the hooks by supporters of Elon Musk. Not of Trump, of Elon Musk, right?
Yeah.
We have a power shift changing.
Yeah.
Trump is becoming a Pino. We need this brawl to happen.
I think let's take that over. Let's call him Teeny Pino.
Okay.
Tino Pino. I like that. Teeny Pino.
Teeny Donald Teeny Trump. Pino. Okay. All right. We have Dean for a little while longer, yes. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Yes.
It's
collagen.
Collagen. It's all the rage.
It is.
All the kids are doing it. Okay, listen, type 1 and 3 collagen, did you know those are the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, your bones, your hair, your nails, your gut? Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. It's flavorless. It's Native Path collagen can be, I put it in my coffee, but you can do smoothie, oatmeal, whatever you want. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable. I'm only dating bioavailable supplements now.
It's about time.
Meaning it's absorbed more easily and no clumping. Getnativepath.com/Stephanie. They have a ton of great products. There's a PM version that helps you sleep at night. I'm taking the Antarctic krill oil. Start your transformation today with Mama. Go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and we need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get our newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. From now through December 31st, join FFRF for 50% off membership. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was denied access to over $4 million in matching public funding for his 2025 campaign due to questions over an ongoing federal investigation and accusations of financial mismanagement. The U.S. Department of Justice filed charges against the mayor in September, charging him with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He is also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal these transactions, according to the DOJ. The New York City Campaign Finance Board ruled December 16th that Mayor Adams' request for $4.5 million in matching funds would be denied. The chair of the board said in a statement, "After thoroughly reviewing all available information, including the details of the indictment of Mayor Adams, the board has determined there is reason to believe the Adams campaign has engaged in conduct detrimental to the matching funds program in violation of law, including the Campaign Finance Act and board rules." New York City's campaign finance system provides an 8-to-1 match for small donations of $250 or less for mayor and $175 for city council. Such small donor financing systems promote transparency, discourage big money, and encourage less affluent candidates to run. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
From the National Center for Missing and Exploited
Stephanie Miller.
We are. Yvonne in Jacksonville, Florida. You're on with Dean. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello.
It's Bonnie.
Okay.
Bonnie.
Sorry.
I just wanted to tell y'all that you have kept me sane, which is very hard. I don't know what in the world I'm supposed to do for 2 weeks. I know y'all are tired.
We have best of.
We have best of. We can glory in the past year.
I have to go spend Christmas with my family.
Oh, all right.
All right, we'll do
They're Republican.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, then you're going to need the best ofs. But rest up, and we will see you back here January 6th to stay in the fight. Thank you, Vonnie.
And the best ofs are all positive because most of them are pre-election.
Yes, back when we were joyful. Here's a silver lining that Dean Obadala just mentioned. Yeah. So this second bill that Trump wanted them to vote for, because you can tell they're scrambling. You know, they know they're going to take the blame for this. But you said 38 Republicans voted against it, and he's supposedly at the height of his powers. He's not even in yet.
Right.
So,
all right,
go ahead.
Out of 219 seats the House Republicans have now, because there's some vacancies, nearly 20% of the House caucus yesterday voted against the bill that Donald Trump personally said in a statement, this is the right thing and everyone should support it. And the corporate media is missing that. They're going over the debate over whose fault is it. And Mike Johnson says it's a Republican. It's a Democrat's fault. And Democrats say it's Republicans. 20% of the House GOP caucus defied Donald Trump yesterday. That should be a headline because it shows the Pino status, the little Pino that he has
Teeny Pino.
Of Donald Trump. He's not having the power he should be having. He is now at the height of his power and popularity because president, a person not in office yet, that's when people still like him more.
Matt Gaetz, they
don't care.
Matt Gaetz's nomination already went down, and today we're going to see, hopefully later, how horrible the nominee was exactly that Donald Trump was trying to foist on the American people. Trump posted yesterday on all caps, everyone wants to be my friend.
No.
Not so much.
Not 20% of your own caucus doesn't even want to be your friend.
I mean,
Elon, I can't believe that's lost in corporate media. They suck it. That's why we're here.
I love this. Elon Musk said the bill's failure was the voice of the people was heard. Oh, really? Or was the voice of one billionaire heard? Really? The people want to shut down and to not get paid? And, you know, farmers and veterans and disaster relief victims? That's what the voice of the people wants, right?
Well, Elon Musk is now, I've changed it from just Rasputin, he's Marie Antoinette as well. He is both Rasputin and Marie Antoinette. And for both of them, Google it doesn't work out well, folks.
Yeah.
So that's how you go.
Kevin in D.C., you're on with Dean real quick. Hey, Kev.
Well, hello. Long time no speak to and hear.
Yeah.
I've been too angry to beat the quality of your show, which is always upbeat. I know you didn't want to string up expletives on the air, so I decided to stay away.
Yeah, it's not fun. Don't swear on the air. It's not fun for Chris, and it's not funny. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I didn't want to put you through that. But the one thing I have from time to time, listen to the show, and heard people still fighting in a MOOC chain, text chain number one, still fighting. So I think I've recovered enough to do that. And people like your show and Dean and others who have still kept on, I salute you.
You're fighting, you idiot.
Thank you.
That's a joke. All right. Well, we love you. Heartbreak, we love you, honey. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah. We will see you next year.
Hey, by the way, you can call my show and curse all you want.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. We're not on free radio.
My show, we have to curse every hour. We have a requirement. We have to curse words every hour or I lose my show.
That's a Sean Bertolo dictate.
Yes. That filth is for Dino Badalon and John Fugelsang and all the filthy whores over there. You just take your filth over
there.
All right. We have one more segment.
That's right.
And his great piece about all the losers in Trump's cabinet. Next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin has now had 7 straight months of record high employment. New numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show the state's unemployment rate is now 2.9%. Nationally, that number is 4.2%. At the start of 2024, Governor Tony Evers declared it the year of the worker. He says this is more proof his agenda is working. One of the lesser-known winter holidays is this weekend. Here's Lisa Hale.
Yuletide begins at 3:20 a.m. Saturday. Also known as the winter solstice, Yule is celebrated as one of the winter holidays, says Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld.
Not only for people involved in nature religion, pagans, druids, Wiccans, panentheists, pantheists, my church is in the woodses, and all of that, but for the larger community, because there are a lot of people very interested in solstice now.
As Yule is the celebration that welcomes the lengthening of days, its most recognizable form of celebration is the burning of the Yule log.
And Madison libraries have new programs while kids are on winter break. We Read is this week through January 11th. Library staff say they know families need warm indoor things to do with their children the next few weeks. Each library has reading buddies for kids, stuffed animals they can read aloud to. There are scavenger hunts and book collections they can choose from. They also have Loteria kits. Loteria is a Mexican card game that's kind of like bingo. Plus, there are crafting classes and writing sessions. That's on top of additional story time events while kids are out of school. They've got a ton going on the next couple weeks. And library programs are always free. We've got a link to all the events and programs on our website. You can just head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the upper 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits, meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Hi, this is John from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes pets make wonderful gifts for those ready to welcome a new family member. Before getting someone a pet, Dane County Humane Society recommends discussing what they're looking for. Even better, offer to take them to the Dane County Humane Society to find their new companion. This way, you can be part of the process, and they can experience the magic of finding their new best friend. Learn more at giveshelter.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film and TV critic Matt Miller. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops in with new music and great conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
We'll be right back.
heard for the last couple weeks about it, this giant mandate, landslide, trifecta. Put on your big boy pants, pass your own bill. We're only here because you guys can't agree amongst yourselves. So hold on a second. Democrats will keep government open for the American people.
Thank you, Representative Moskowitz. This is a good point. Matt in Illinois says, Steph, Mike Johnson wants Democrats and Biden to give a no-limit credit card to a man with five bankruptcies. Yep. Fiscal conservatism at its best. And the guy that ran up the most debt of any president ever in just 4 years, right? I mean, yeah, go ahead.
The reality is that the debt limit allows Democrats to negotiate and have a little bit of leverage later this year when Trump is spending billions of dollars on a tax cut for the wealthy, make them richer, and billions on the mass deportation plan. We're going to have no ability to slow down anything without that. So they can't give up the debt ceiling now. They have to make it part of a separate fight. Republicans have used it all the time. Mm-hmm. So forget it. We're going to put up the fight. Listeners to my show will say vote no on any kind of debt ceiling increase.
And I know, I don't know if you saw Chip Roy, who is a Republican congressman and also Roy Rogers putt-putt outside Lubbock.
Yep.
But he went off on his own party. He made the first ad for Democrats. And so Trump went after him. I mean, this is why I'm wearing my bag of rats. We may but just sit back, like Jasmine Crockett says, sip our tea.
Yep.
Just wait. Yeah, Chip Roy denied that Trump had turned on him after Trump called the congressman just another ambitious guy with no talent and claimed he would be primaried. Oh, I'd say that's turning on you.
Oh.
Right?
I've had people break up with me and say less. Okay, so that's... That's over. That relationship is done. Move on, Chip Roy. You're going to be a star. Like, he loves me. Like Chip Roy's driving around the White House at night going, no, he still likes me. No, he's not coming out. It's over, Chip Roy. Move on. Find a new benefactor.
It's like single orange female. Okay.
Yep.
We mentioned earlier about, I cannot believe we just had a whole election where Kamala Harris, one of the most qualified people ever to run, got called in DEI hire, right, after being, you know, attorney general of the largest justice department in the country, second largest, mm-hmm. Fantastic senator, vice president, whatever. And you wrote this piece, Trump mocks losers and then stacks his cabinet with them. I mean, is there one person that's qualified, maybe Marco Rubio? Other than that, is there one person that is actually in any way qualified for what he has appointed them to?
Not objectively, but Donald Trump has the biggest barrel of billionaires we've ever seen in the cabinet. But my point of my article is Trump mocks losers and loves winners, but his cabinet, his appointments are filled, stocked with losers. Carrie Lake, now to be the head of Voice of America, two-time loser, but a big suck up to Trump. Herschel Walker, loser's going to be now the ambassador to the Bahamas. You've got other
Dr.
losers.
Oz. You went down all of them. Elena Haba.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. You said in terms of dollars and cents, she is the biggest loser. Cost him $83 million in damages in the E. Jean Carroll trial and $438 million he lost in the New York fraud trial. So Elena Haba gets the
bless you.
You're welcome.
Elena Haba, you just lost bless two you. Of the biggest cases bless ever. You. Where are you going? The Trump administration. That's how it goes. Like, the bigger loser you are. But he surrounds himself with losers because they're loyal. They have no future. They're on their way to obscurity.
Yeah.
Trump lifts them from obscurity, gives them a visible position, and they will do everything and anything he says. That's why Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, you could find qualified people who believe in Trump, right, who are qualified to be Secretary of Defense. You don't need to get a sexual assaulter who has no competence, who has a drinking problem, which he should get help for and not be in this position, who is an anti-Muslim bigot. He should not be the head of the Department of Defense. But he's loyal. That's all Trump cares about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you and the presidential primary losers, you went down those. Tulsi Gabbard, Bobby Kennedy. Oh, I forgot. Bobby Kennedy lost not once but twice in the 2024 presidential.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you said loser palooza, just getting warmed up. Kelly Loeffler, who lost in, Georgia.
Georgia.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Who will forget ever forget the Burgmentum?
Yep.
Okay, Mike Huckabee, Marco Rubio, and then, finally, Kimberly Guilfoyle, who you said her loss is personal, not political. And as you said, the ambassadorship, obviously a bit of a consolation prize. A lovely parting gift. And she also got, I heard, some rice-a-roni along with the...
Did she? And, that's the thing. Like the old game shows. And she'll be staying at the Hilton on 42nd Street. We're the Hilton Garden Inn. We're putting up for two nights on the thing.
And, so, and maybe she came away with syphilis from Don G.
Probably. I'm going to guess. Or chlamydia.
And I don't think, I think RFK is going to ban penicillin, so that's not good for
no,
her,
it's
right?
Not.
Chlamydia.
It is like a game show with a, and wait, there's more. You're leaving with a year supply of rice aroni.
And a scorching case of herpes.
How many things is RFK Jr. going to ban? I mean, anything like this is an insane. We live in a world where it's like a dream, and you're like, you wake up and you're like, this can't be real. And like, it is. This is the real world. With these cast of losers, the bunch of losers who have no position, no any idea they shouldn't be in these positions by any stretch of the imagination. And someone like RFK, Secretary of Health, I thought that person should be helpful for our health, not anti-health. We never had an anti-health. The guy's a lawyer. What is he doing? The head of Health and Human Services. How about a doctor? In fact, by the way, in Trump's first term, he did appoint a doctor, Tom Price, who was a congressman, but a doctor.
Right.
At least the guy had a health background.
Yeah.
This is what we see now is off the charts garbage.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what's not? The Dino Vidala Show, which is 6 to 9 p.m.
Yay.
Eastern Time, right here on the best team, Sirius Progress,
That's
Sirius
right.
XM Progress team. We love you, Dean. We'll see you next
love
year.
Love you, too. Love you all. Happy Christmas, New Year, Hanukkah, everything.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean. Do we have one of our other Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa songs?
We must.
We've had these for years. Go ahead.
Okay. It's okay if you're a Muslim, a Christian, or a
for Dean.
It's okay
a Muslim.
If you're agnostic and you don't know what to do in all-inclusive celebration.
No contractual obligation.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to you.
And pagans, too.
In some ways, we're all monkeys, well, mainly
what?
Just a smidgen.
I'm a Scientologist.
That's kind of a religion.
All right.
Oh,
pardon me, I snorted. Marie in Atlanta. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make it really quick. You guys have really, there's not enough ways to say thank you and how much you have meant to so many of us.
Oh, thank you.
In, through the election and past it. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Enjoy your rest, and we look forward to getting back with you in the fight next year.
Aw,
yes.
Thank you, sweetheart. And we are grateful to all of all, to you. Your calls are fantastic.
Absolutely.
And to all
and
the step
heads. We learn from you.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How much do we appreciate our unpaid guests?
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Emphasis on unpaid.
Well, all of them are unpaid.
That's
yeah,
right.
They all are.
So, which is exactly in line with our budget.
Right.
All the holiday love rolling in. Andy in Chicago. Steph, I'm an avid listener. I haven't been able to listen to your show so much because it's just too raw. This was right after the election.
Right.
I'm trying to get through all my love letters. Thank you for carrying on. People do count on you. It can't be easy. No, it's not.
It's
I'm Tom Cruise and the. You know, it's a mind. Soul-shattering. Okay, never mind. I'm not sure if you've covered this, but part of the postmortem conversation has to be the utter failures of Merrick Garland and the DOJ. I'm on that train. Sorry, Allison Gill. Can you imagine how different things might be today if people at the top of the insurrection were prosecuted and how and when they should have been? On their side, non-criminals could have replaced the criminals at the top of the ticket. And on ours, people would have felt much more confident that justice matters to our side. It's a complete and utter failure. I haven't heard anyone discussing. We've discussed it. We've discussed it. Oh, didn't Allison Gill said she's going to get on the train if he doesn't release
the report.
The January 6th
right.
report.
If
so,
he doesn't release the report, then
yeah.
she's on that team.
All right. One of the things we're very, very grateful for is Rocky Mountain Mike and Mary in Ann Arbor in their brilliant work this year.
Mike.
When you finally decided to tie the knot, but you're also not ready for four more years of Biden, it's Bloodbath and Beyond. 14 tri-state locations, including Lakeview, Schaumburg, Downers Grove, Aurora, Elmhurst, and Skokie.
Skokie.
Do nothing.
nothing?
Don't be stupid, Medinoff. I need you to oversee him and make sure he doesn't screw it up.
Okay. Come, Natasha.
No, Boris, darling. I'm going to be with Trump. My name is now Melania.
That? You must be crazy. Look what you do to yourself.
I really don't care. Do you?
And here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Jesus knows what you do with your phone.
Yes.
And your phone.
He sees that
Waltz is our man. Kamala's got a plan. That Waltz is a man, not a weirdo.
Said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk gags for all they're worth, spend all day making beaver jokes, milk the gags again, eat supper, then go to town, stay past midnight to get her picture taken with Cher. So God made Stephanie Miller.
Brain worms keep crawling in my head. Just like the guy who paid two hookers to pee the bed. Don't know when to quit. Those brain worms are crawling in my head. Function.
Don't worry if it's so big, he'll live in a van down by the river. Make it sting and go run. Make it sting and go run.
Just like a mushroom, we're told, he wants Arnold Palmer's to
pets.
Mr. Wizard?
Yes.
Watch Mr. Wizard. That's what all the kids in the neighborhood call it.
Yes, that's how the show starts.
But... you know what I call it? I call it grooming. Do you have an actual job? I mean, you just seem to lure children into your house to supposedly show them science.
Please leave.
Do you have any ivermectin? Maybe try some disinfectant? Maybe shine a powerful light to kill.
Watch Mr. Wizard is presented each week at this time by the Public Affairs Department of NBC in hopes that some of you might grow up with some basic knowledge of science and have a fucking clue and not vote for an imbecile.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike and Marion and Arbor. Also highlights how completely ridiculous the timeline that we're living through is. Just in case you'd forgotten how completely this year was. Hooray! Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. He makes it funny.
Yep.
Julie in Colorado wants to say Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Hello. Hi, Julie.
I do. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes,
go ahead.
Okay, sorry. It's just I hate doing that to, when I hear it on the, when I'm listening. Anyways, I was hoping to catch Dean because I wanted to say thank you to all of you and Dean because I usually call his afternoon show as well. But when I listened to Marie and I was just thinking, oh my God, what a year it's been where we were so up and so positive, and then we had to do this, big crater fall, it's like everyone else just said, I'm just repeating what they said, but it's like, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you've been there, and I don't want to get,
thank you.
I'm going to be the chick that cries on the radio with you. Guys mean so much to me.
Aww.
Thank you, Julie. I'll be at the chick that cries with the chick that's crying with the chick on the radio.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
All crying chicks are welcome.
All right.
So thank you again. Happy holidays. Get some good rest, too, because we
thank
have got to come out and kick some butt next year.
Yeah. Balls to the wall.
That's
January
right.
6th. We'll be back. Yes. We love you, Julie. Woohoo! From Denver, City by the Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we want to say happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends as well.
Have a Christmas Hanukkah dreidel.
Yeah.
I made it out of non-pork meat.
That's right.
My Christmas Hanukkah dreidel. Can you feel its kosher heat? My non-pork dreidel is so yummy.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it in my tummy. I think it's heading south.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of meat. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. You'll soon come out my seat.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
We've had those for so many years. We apologize to the vegans. Let's say happy Hanukkah to
we
our
do.
Jewish friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Non-pork. Non-pork meat.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What? All right, 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile and you. This is how you get started making a difference in the world. Right? If you... New Year's resolution, we're going to make the world better. We're just going to do it. You start one thing at a time. If you switch your phone company, you are with America's only progressive phone company who has given millions to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. It helps you. It helps the world. And you get the nation's largest, most reliable network. You get competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You bring your current phone, bring your current number. How easy is that?
Yeah.
On top of it, Stephanie Miller listeners get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. And that helps me. That's even a bit more important.
Yes.
Learn more at CredoMobile.com. The code is STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Back in my day,
Stephanie Miller
couldn't say booby, tushy, burp, fanny burp, water closet, underpants, dingle dangle, LBJ, titty caca, hot dog, or front lumps.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need Simply Safe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
They drank coffee all day and into the night. Wow. Coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did for fun. Was. Before cell phones.
Yeah, he said, well, yeah, you smoked, right?
I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time. Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Diabetes Awareness Partners.
Stephanie Miller.
So much love. Tran says, sending loves, hugs and love to you and the Mooks. I stayed away from the news the night of the election. My heart dropped when I saw the results. I always feel anger first, next retreat into disbelief, finally sadness. Our country decided to learn this lesson the hard way. I will not hear anyone say the President Biden or Vice President Harris failed us. Those who did not vote or voted third party, Stein, RFK Jr., failed us. Now for the good, let's remember the connections we made during the road to Election Day. In these connections, we share joy and strength. My family blood is on this soil. I will not leave. This is my country, and I will fight. Can't wait to see you in January at the Nation's Resistance Launch Party. That's right, January 18th is the People's March, and then the Sexy Liberal DC, the finale, the final Sexy Liberal show is at the Warner Theater, January, and it's pay-per-view. So sexyliberal.com, another gift for yourself and for Mama.
That's right.
Get your ticket. I'm telling you, right? Only $20 for the pay-per-view, or come see us live. So I guess the White House is saying we should prepare for a shutdown.
Yep.
Trump said, if there's going to be a shutdown of the government, let it be done now under the Biden administration, not after January 20th under Trump. This is a Biden problem to solve.
No.
Biden's not leaving office. Why does he? I mean, he cares, but it's works. Not, you know. It's
so they're
going
to try to spin this. This is a Biden shutdown. And I guess they're frantically trying to put together a third bill because this is the show, the incompetent clown show you voted for. So here we go. Oh, by the way, what else? Amazon union has launched its largest strike against Amazon in U.S. history. Union president said, if your package is delayed during the holidays, you can blame Amazon's insatiable greed. Hey, who is the most pro-union president in our history?
I know. Joe Biden.
Yes, Joe. We have so much to look forward to in the new year, don't we? Mm-hmm. Malaria, polio, perhaps, bank runs, bread lines. Okay.
Murder hornets.
But also the big bag of rats might end up eating each other before they even get in because, I don't know, fight, President Musk, First Lady Donald Trump. Marco Rubio, reporting, will step into his role as Secretary of State with less influence and diminished responsibilities compared to his predecessors. He's been held back from speaking with foreign leaders until after his confirmation hearings, while multiple Trump envoys, like Elon Musk,
Musk,
have been burning up the phone lines doing their own negotiating. So he'll be completely powerless.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You know what we need before the end of the year?
What?
A little hope from Seth the Homo of Hope. Hi, Seth.
Hello, Stephanie, Chris, and Jody. First, I just want to thank you, three of you. You guys are the hope. And I just want to say to everybody, as we watch this window of the Republicans like a fabric that's just becoming unraveled, that we all have to get up in the morning with hope. Hope is a four-letter word. We have to get hoped up. And without hope, you really can't get out of bed. So I just want to say thank you to all of you, all the Steph heads. Everybody out there that's doing the alpha liberal work, we're all amazing. And you guys, you get up at God knows what time in the morning, and you have committed your lives to make everybody's ass in the morning, everybody's life best. So I just want to take this time to just wish everybody the best and rest, have fun, relax. And we're fighting. We're not done.
Yeah, we're not done. And we are all here because of you. So you have no idea how much we appreciate every single one of our Steph heads over all these years, Seth. So everybody, please rest up. Do what you love with who you love. Have a great holiday. Great best ofs, year in review best ofs. And then we'll see you back here live Monday, January 6th. And be ready for the fight. Be ready for the fart jokes. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Luke Mathers stops by with a Friday edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also our final day to win prizes in our Text to Win contest. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Sam Davison, producer of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. Tis the season for leftovers and stretchy pants. May your gifts be many and your returns and exchanges be few. And remember, nothing says Merry Christmas like cold hard cash. Happy holidays.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. So far, no vote in the House of Representatives on a new spending plan. A bipartisan deal that had been agreed upon was torpedoed by President-elect Trump and Elon Musk this week. A different Republican plan was voted down, and now House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be a vote on yet another plan. If a deal does not pass, the government will shut down at midnight, meaning some federal employees will not be working and others would be working without getting paid. The convicted killer of two young girls in Indiana 7 years ago will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Richard Allen sentenced to 130 years in prison for the 2017 murders of Abigail Williams and Liberty German. 65 years for each murder. Sentences will be served consecutively. Also at sentencing, the family's addressing Allen directly, breaking their silence imposed by a gag order.
It's going to be a very busy holiday travel week. AAA says 120 million people are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between tomorrow and New Year's. This is ABC News.